know, certainly in terms of, say, honoring our elders, honoring our teachers, Ajahn Chah is the inspiration for all of us. It might be a bit more difficult for people who are younger or more newly connected with our tradition. But yeah, Ajahn Chah is the inspiration for Ajahn Sumedho to train, to live the holy life, to practice and to gain understanding of this path. So having, as for myself, that was my inspiration to commit to Buddhist practice and particularly monastic training. It was Ajahn Chah. There's something about him that inspired, not just inspired me, but inspired so many people, both Thai and Western, and he was a wonderful communicator. His ability to communicate and inspire and encourage people to practice and live the Dhamma, and oftentimes people would be amazed or confused as to how can saying to him, how can you teach these people, especially these Westerners who come from all around the world, or foreigners, because came from many, many different countries. He said, it's just like, and the image, of course, is quite funny in Thai, and especially so, because he gives the image of teaching buffaloes, which buffaloes are the epitome of dullness in Thai culture, sort of that. So comparing was, it's just like teaching buffalo. He's teaching these Westerners. If buffaloes can learn, I'm surely these Furongs can learn. So you don't have a common language with a buffalo. You can train it to do this, train it to that. You can have it be of help and service, and that's it, So Ajahn Chah said he was a master at bringing things down to a very simple, relatable terms, and again, a sense of not overly complicating things. He was able to really say, well, what is the essence? Not in an intellectual way, but in a direct knowing way.